People who are against building new nuclear power plants say the state restrictions make sense, that high-level nuclear waste depositories be in place, and that the cost not be out of line with expenses to build a coal-fired generator. Nuke Watch co-director John LaForge of Lux says the arguments to release the atomic genie are bogus.
Dangerous and expensive. Proponents of nuclear power out on the soapbox are saying that it's cheap and green and clean, and none of these things happen to be true if you look at the long-term costs of decommissioning a retired nuclear reactor and the lifetime costs of protecting the environment from radioactive waste.
But opponents have an unexpected and ironic foe: global warming. Greenhouse gas emissions from coal and oil-fired power plants of people like Liberal Democratic Representative Frank Boyle of Superior switching sides.
If you had told me 10 years ago that I would be here advocating for the lifting of the ban on nuclear construction, I would say you are crazy.
Boyle says the danger of climate change has future generations facing catastrophe.
The time has come. We've got to balance the risk of nuclear proliferation in terms of energy plants versus continuing to fire up those generators with coal and gas and oil and produce a climatic effect of carbon loading the upper atmosphere that could ultimately kill us and destroy the Earth.
Meanwhile, the federal government considers the geography of northern Wisconsin between Ashland and Hayward and the Wolf River ideal for nuclear waste storage. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.